In 1974, President Gerald R. Ford offers George Bush a post as ambassador to London or Paris. However, Bush prefers to be the chief liaison officer to the People's Republic of China, the United States' highest representative there.
He'd had all he wanted of constant receptions and dinner parties at the United Nations and felt the People's Republic was where the action was, where one-fourth of the world's population lived. To say that I was speechless is an understatement. The more George talked, the more excited I got. I missed being with George. He had traveled a great deal as RNC chairman, and the thought of having him all to myself sounded like the answer to my prayers.
George and Barbara Bush arrive in Peking, now known as Beijing, in October 1974. But life there isn't all just Chinese lessons and official meetings. Barbara's flair as a dedicated hostess means that visitors to their home are treated to her enthusiastic tours of Beijing and China's unique cultural treasures such as the Great Wall and the Forbidden City. In order to get to know the Chinese, the Bushes also host parties at their home. In 1975, they even celebrate the American 4th of July holiday. But as you can tell from this telegram, written shortly before July 4th, a crisis almost dampens the celebration.
Department of State telegram, the great hot dog roll crisis. June 27th, 1975. Number one, there's not a hot dog roll to be found in China. Is there any way you could ship us 700 hot dog rolls for guaranteed delivery prior to July 4th? Number two, we also need 100 large bags of potato chips in the same shipment. Number three, please advise soonest, Bush.
Take a look at the slideshow in the background. For years, when Mrs. Bush toured the luncheon circuit talking about their time in China, these were some of the slides she used to illustrate their experience.